cost of listening to the wrong voices. Proverbs 1:10 to 11, 15 to 16. My son, if sinners entice you, don't be persuaded. If they say, come with us, let's set an ambush and kill someone. Let's attack some innocent person just for fun. My son, don't travel that road with them or set foot on their path, because their feet run toward evil and they hurry to shed blood. 2 Samuel 13 provides a perfect illustration of the cost of listening to the wrong voices. It tells the story of illicit desires, unwise and ungodly advice, deceit, and murder, all involving three of King David's children and a nephew. Amnon, one of David's sons, became infatuated with his stepsister Tamar. His desire for her was sexual in nature and had grown to the point where he made himself sick, but he could not touch her. She was his half-sister and a virgin. Virginity was highly esteemed in biblical times. Not only did it represent purity as it relates to marriage, but spiritual purity as it relates to God's relationship with his people. David's nephew, Jonadab, saw Amnon looking so miserable every morning and asked why he looked so down. Amnon told him, I'm in love with Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. Absalom and Tamar had the same mother. Amnon had a different mother, but King David was the father of all three. Then Jonadab provided Amnon with ungodly and deceitful advice that would change the lives of the family forever. He effectively told Amnon how to run towards evil, set up an ambush, and attack an innocent person. He told Amnon to pretend he was sick and arranged to have Tamar care for him, creating a reason for an encounter. Amnon followed Jonadab's advice, even asking his father David for permission to have Tamar take care of him. David was unaware of Amnon's plot. Amnon ended up raping Tamar, disgracing her for life, and then hating and rejecting her afterwards. David became angry when he found out about the rape, but did not rebuke or punish Amnon. Absalom, her brother, waited 2 years and finally arranged to have Amnon killed. Both men used their father to unknowingly help them carry out their schemes. Later, Absalom conspired to steal the crown from his father, causing a civil war, 2 Samuel 15. And finally, Absalom was killed in the aftermath, 2 Samuel 18. Following unwise advice can produce widespread and long-term consequences. Have you followed unwise advice or took actions solely based on your emotions, passions? If so, what type of consequences did you encounter? Did the consequences just affect you, or did it affect others? Were the effects felt immediately or over a long time? What kept you from following godly advice? Ignorance? Immaturity? The lack of godly influences in your life? Or you just wanted to follow your passions? We live in a noisy world. Every day we are bombarded with voices from television, radio, podcasts, YouTube, social media, friends, and strangers. All of these sources have the ability to influence what we think and what we do. The question to ask is, are these voices in keeping with God's commands, principles, and guidance? Take your personal relationship with Him seriously and humble yourself before the Lord. Learn to be sensitive to the one voice that will never lead you in the wrong direction, the voice of the Holy Spirit through God's Word. If not, you could be setting up an ambush for your own life.